Environmental issues cascaded throughout the last year. Scientific updates about climate change and issues around safe drinking water barely scratched the surface of concerns affecting people's lives and health. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz reviews some of the complex environmental issues that fueled debate in 2018.
The issue of lead was inescapable in 2018. Right out of the New Year's gate, the public learned that the Milwaukee Health Department had grossly mismanaged its highly touted childhood lead prevention program. It serves young children who test high for lead and seeks to remove lead paint in their home environments. Health Commissioner Bevin Baker swiftly resigned, and not long after, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development cut off funding from the program until the Health Department untangled the problems. 9 months into 2018, the Common Council unanimously voted in Jeanette Kowalik as new health commissioner. Later in the fall, a determined Kowalik told a city committee that despite challenges, her department is making progress.
The program is working diligently to implement various work plans and be organized on deadlines for us correcting issues. We have some key vacancies in the lead program that need to be filled in management. So we're working on filling those. And of course, you know, we stated the last time that I was here that we were going to create a lead division so that there would be a home environmental health division director position that would be developed. So, you know, that takes time.
While Milwaukee leaders appear satisfied the new health commissioner is making headway, some residents remain frustrated. On a chilly December evening, 50 people gathered at 27th and Center in the Amani neighborhood, including Danielle McClendon Williams.
Where's the fix? Who do we really hold responsible? Is it the doctors? Is it the city leaders? Is it the health department? Somebody didn't follow through. That should never happen.
Then on December 28th, members of two coalitions met with both Health Commissioner Kowalik and Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton. For months, the groups have been sounding the alarm about the threat posed by lead pipes delivering city water from mains into tens of thousands of households. The groups say the issue is being downplayed by city leaders. After their meeting, Robert Penner with the Get the Lead Out Coalition said,
I'm very happy with the presentation that occurred today. I'm very happy with the response of the Common Council President.
Hamilton told the coalitions he would work with them to present their concerns and data they have collected. The coalitions anticipate meeting with the city's Steering and Rules Committee later this month. Concerns also welled up in 2018 about the health risks posed by the coal-burning power plant along Lake Michigan in Oak Creek. In March, neighbors found black dust that had blown off coal piles onto their cars and nearby playground equipment. Residents' rage led to an unprecedented meeting with We Energy's executives. Tom Metcalf promised interim measures as the utility came up with a permanent dust-blowing prevention fix.
We're going to lower, flatten the new coal pile. We're going to encrust it with an agent that will seal it tight. It will create a 4-inch barrier on the top of the coal pile. It's impermeable to rain and wind. We're basically going to put it out of service until we get our long-term solution in place. That's going to take a few weeks to get done. 3 or 4 weeks. I want you to be patient with us if you can be.
2 weeks ago, when members of the Clean Power Coalition gathered outside We Energy's downtown Milwaukee headquarters, company spokesperson Brendan Conway said the utility followed through as promised.
The berm up, there's trees, that coal pile is covered with some material and also water to make sure it doesn't. Some things have changed on windy days as far as moving that coal. We also have been testing, and people should know, no such thing since then.
Conway says the Oak Creek plant is one of the most efficient in the country. Clean Power Coalition member Carl Lindner, who lives 3 miles from the power plant, says Conway is missing a critical bit of information.
Fossil fuel is dirty, and coal is the dirtiest of the fossil fuels. We're living in an area that has the worst air quality in Wisconsin.
That's why Lindner says his group hand-delivered stockings full of coal and more than 1,700 signatures to We Energies.
We are trying to urge them to transition to clean renewable energies as quickly as possible.
It's impossible to tie a neat ribbon around environmental issues in 2018. It was a year of push and pull on what many consider core components of our environment. Tomorrow, we'll explore challenges in stewarding our natural resources that reverberated through 2018. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.